Matty Burke, good morning, champion.
Good morning, boys. I'll tell you what, listen to that cricket chat. You don't realise that the rugby's still going. They've got another 3 weeks to go, punching out on that European tour. I'm sure they'd love to be just sort of, you know, cooling their jets, so to speak, and watching the Ashes in a couple of weeks' time, boys.
Who should bat number six, Burkey? I know you know your cricket.
Oh, mate, do you go? Does Cartwright get a start there? Or I mean, do you want a batsman? Do you want an all-rounder?
Yeah.
Do we have an all-rounder? I don't know if we do or not.
Well, Cartwright's in there. Don't worry about that. But he hasn't scored any runs, mate.
No.
He's been given that opportunity up the top of the order, and he just hasn't scored the run. So therein lies whatever sport you play, Burkey. Do you go on a hunch or do you go on form right now?
Yeah. And sometimes you have to go on that hunch, don't you? And just say, hey, he will come good. And I suppose if you segue that into the footy, mate, you're looking at Samu Karevi, gets another start after dominating against Japan last week. I mean, he's big, he's strong, he should dominate against Japan, but he struggled. He struggled in that Barbarians game a couple of weeks ago at outside centre. He's now playing 12. He joins up with Tavita Kirandrani as these boys go to take on Wales on the weekend.
Yeah. He should do what he did last weekend, I guess.
Mate.
You know what? I it's okay to go scoring tries against and making impacts against Japan. We want him to be, we want him to play that style of footy against the All Blacks.
You know, and Slats, I'm sure he'd be the same sometimes. You mean you're looking at that. A cricketer, or I looked at it, rugby playing game. Wouldn't you love to sort of, fit in that body for a little while and see how that sort of, pans out with sort of my skill, if that's the case. And he's enormous, and he's it's a concentration thing, simple, pure and simple. And if he gets it right, he's devastating because, sometimes you just need that role of a big bopper at number 12 just to sort of help you out and get across the advantage line. Yeah. And now, this week, Foley comes back through or gets over that illness, and Genia is back in that 9-10 role, which works well. But, these boys have a good opportunity against Wales on the weekend, and hopefully they can continue with their run. It's got 51 tries so far, boys, this sort of 2017 campaign. And, they've got an incredible strike rate. They just need to keep that going over the weekend.
Yeah, are they feeling fatigued at this stage, do you think, Burkey?
I think more than anything else, Slats, there's some backup there, I suppose you could say now. So, we saw last week Reece Hodge going to 10 after Foley was out sick. But, there's obviously it's a long season, but they've got a genuine squad that they can choose from now, and they can change their team around a bit. So, in saying that, you've always got the eye on, as we used to say, at QF2 on the way home, knowing that you can have a break at the back end of over Christmas and stuff. But, there's a switch-on moment when they will run out at Carter Farmers Park, the old Millennium. I think it's Perpetual, I think it is these days, they call it, I think it is. When you're up against a team, and it's an incredible stat. They've won 12 in a row against these guys, going to 13 since 2008. But the games have been 6 points, 2 points, 1 point, 3 points, 4 points, 2 points, that kind of stuff.
Wow.
So they've had the wood on them.
When you look at
streaks, it's a reasonable one for our blokes.
Yeah, well, 12 wins in a row, that is definitely a good streak to have. 245 Wales. So considering how close these games have been, Burkey, are they value at 245 up against the Wallabies $1.55 at tap.com.au?
TK, I reckon they are. I've always looked at these games and, Australia got out of jail a couple of times. There was a Beale try a few years ago and when Nathan Sharp retired. And then all of a sudden, I don't think it's not a mental thing. And Sam Warburton, their captain, who is not playing, he's injured at the moment. He's said, hey, we don't look at it as a streak or a mental sort of barrier.
Yeah.
But they are a good game. They are a good team. They're playing at home. They'll have plenty of support there. They obviously come back after that Lions series with a bit of excitement about the rugby still. They're having drawn that series against the All Blacks with players in that team. Warren Gatland, he wants a win against Australia anyhow. He hasn't experienced that. So I reckon they're a good shot for that. A good start, I should say.
Good shot. Not yeah, a sharp. You don't want a sharp.
Well, what are they in India?
They're really bad, the sharts.
Who was that? That wasn't Hilton Cartwright. Who was that? Who was the opener? Matt Renshaw.
Oh, yeah. I think that was beyond a shot, let me tell you. But
I remember that. That's a good memory.
hybrid rugby, mate. Now, I've been hearing about hybrid rugby forever. Is it going to happen?
I think the fascination of about it is the fantasy of about it. You know what I mean? Like, as in, you imagine getting, and they're talking about the Kangaroos and the All Blacks, the Rugby League versus Rugby Union. And you look at the matchups there, and it'd be an incredible scenario. I remember years ago, and I think, oh, man, we've even spoken about this before when it's come up in the past, you know, Wallabies, Kangaroos. And I remember Gordy Tallis coming out saying, mate, we'd love to play these blokes. And I remember they rang me and they said, I think I'll be injured that week. mate, it's just a different intensity, you know? I mean, you'd love to see something like that, but will it get off the ground? No, there's too much valuable property to be on the line for a Mickey Mouse game. I did read this morning it could be worth up to $50 million with $10 million going to each of the players. Where's the other 30 going? It's in the promoter's pocket, perhaps at the same time. So I don't know if it'll get off the ground, but it certainly generates interest, and who would be better in that space, that's for sure.
Yes. What it will prove is...
Yeah, nil.
Rugby league players are very good at what they do, and the rugby union players are very good at what they do.
And,
you know, anyway, it's a bit like Conor McGregor fighting Floyd Mayweather. Yeah. You know, yeah, I guess... Yeah. But do our rugby league players and our rugby players really need another game?
No, exactly right. You know? Exactly right. I mean, and then... I mean,
does Australia need another game?
How many more games can we support?
Yeah, however courageous these blokes are, like Michael Hooper, imagine him sort of, you know, bring down Jason Tamalolo or one of those blokes and just think to yourself, man, wow, that's solid.
Yeah, good on you, Berkey.
Good on you, boys. Have a good one.